couple of interesting stories. We talked about this earlier, Alex, but I wanted to bring it up as one of the stories. An Ohio woman who claimed to have lost her baby during a deadly shooting at her gender reveal party in Cincinnati earlier this month wasn't pregnant.
This woman makes me sick.
Now, sadly, a woman from Indiana actually died, and I think 8 other people were wounded. This happened back on July 8th, and they still have not identified the gunman, and there's like a $10,000 reward for information. What was your theory? Because I thought you kind of delved, like you went, I don't know, kind of off the deep end. You said that she was faking it because what?
Well, here's what I think. I have two theories. Could be one of these. One, she was in deep faking this pregnancy. She was getting free stuff. She had some kind of major, major scheme going on. And some people found out about it and were pissed and were like, you know what? We're taking this woman out because we're sick of it. And so they went and they tried to kill her at this fake gender reveal party. That's the first theory. The second theory, which is what's probably going to come out as the truth, is that I think this woman was in deep. I saw there's a bunch of like murder groups that I'm in on Facebook, like just like we love true crime.
Yeah.
And a bunch of people were discussing how one woman said she lives in the area that this woman lives. I got the inside scoop, y'all. Inside scoop.
Ooh.
She says she grew up in the area that this woman lives in Ohio. She says that she is known to be somebody that fakes pregnancies all the time. And so what I think is she was in deep, faking that she was pregnant again, got so far that like the baby is supposed to be coming soon, but like she's obviously not pregnant. So she hired or asked friends to come and fake shoot up the party, shoot her in the leg so that she could say she fake lost the baby, but accidentally ended up getting that Indiana woman murdered.
Yeah, getting killed, the shooting.
I don't think that was part of the plan, but I think the plan was she had people come shoot up the party so she could be like, oh no, I lost my baby, and then get all the sympathy, which is messed up.
That is so crazy to go that far. I've never understood people that fake being pregnant.
It's sick.
Like,
it's
sick. I don't get it.
Because of all the women that desperately want to have a child, and then this woman like does this. You know what I mean? It's very sick.
All right, I appreciate your in-depth analysis of that one. Let's move on to something where I don't think we need that music anymore. It's called Alex Fartgate. Have you heard about Fartgate?
Oh, I love anything having to do with farts, so lay it on me.
I'm about to. Passengers on an American airline plane at the Raleigh-Durham International Airport were allegedly forced off after a person farted. Several people became sick with nausea and headaches.
Ew, gross.
Before being taken off the plane. When the
what
plane
did
was,
this guy eat?
Whoa, excuse me.
I mean, it could have been a woman.
Yeah,
but it was probably
okay.
A guy.
I've been around women that have done some stuff. Being married now, my wife drops some farts. I'm like, what did you eat? It just blows my mind. I'm like, I didn't know you could do that. They ended up inspecting the plane and determined that someone passed gas and that there was no threat. Like, it wasn't a chemical leak. So, like, that, I've never had a fart that bad where I got sick.
People thought it was a chemical leak. That's
like,
bad.
That's not good. Like, if you're stinging it up that... Who did that?
MYK.
I'll never tell.
Well, here's the thing, though. The plane, they're not sure. It wasn't known whether the plane was, you know, going to be, like, what was happening with it after that was done. An airline spokesperson said that their passenger farting didn't cause the airplane to be evacuated. They said the plane is currently out of service because of a medical issue. So it's like, what? Like, how does a plane have a medical issue?
That doesn't even make
it
sense.
It doesn't make sense. So it's like American Airlines.
They're trying to cover up. This really is Fartgate 2K17. That does deserve unsolved mystery music.
Okay.
There's a conspiracy. They're trying to cover up the fart. Let me tell you something. I refuse to fly any airline right now that's not Southwest or Delta.
Why?
Because I just think shady stuff is going on with the other ones. I hear nothing but bad things about the other airlines right now.
Mm.
United is like dirt cheap flights because nobody wants to fly in there because they're scared of getting drug off a plane.
Let's see if this music actually warrants it for this story. Let's see here.
Oh, yeah. Fart conspiracies. Oh.
That did not sound like a fart.
Yep.
That's not a fart. What is that?
Ew. Ew.
Oh, my
chemical leak.
We're so mature.
Stuart Radio here.
How can people listen to any other morning show besides us, honestly? That was me.
That was you. Alex is the quiet, loud squeaker out of the group.
That was wet and meaty.
All right, those are some trending and interesting stories here on the Joe and Alex Show.